The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Thank you, Lucius. We have 10 minutes with Stink right here as we're joined by the Odyssey NFL insider, Mark Schlereth, host of the Stink and Truth podcast. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious. And a good afternoon, Mark. How the heck are you?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing pretty good now. We've accepted that this Cowboy season isn't going anywhere, so the embarrassing losses don't sting quite as bad. Did you ever have one of those years?
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, I have had a few of those years that weren't very good. This will bring back great memories for Cowboys fans, and this is awesome. 1994, we play the Cowboys. I'm with the Washington Redskins at the time. And I go out to short snap. I'm a backup short snapper, you know. And so we're out there snapping and stuff. The Cowboys' offense is warming up. And it's, I mean, the offensive production and the offensive players you guys had. So I'm out there short snapping. I kind of take a break, and I'm watching you guys warm up. And it went something like this. It was like Michael Irvin, Alvin Harper, and then it was like Mark Tuane, it was Nate Newton, Mark Stepnowski, Larry Allen, it was Eric Williams, it was Moose Johnson, Emmitt Smith, Troy Aikman, and Jay Novacek. And I'm watching you guys warm up, and I said to myself, we don't have one guy on our offense that can start for the Cowboys. Like, we're going to get our asses kicked. And sure enough, you guys kicked the living piss out of us. So, and if you want to reminisce about the good old days, there, like, that roster was so damn good, it was ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah, Mark, and I think, you know, you guys might have been in a situation where you could have been laughing about it while you're getting your butt kicked. Like, this is freaking hilarious. What do you think when the cameras catch the guys that are losing by 25 points, kind of laughing on the sidelines? Without context, it can look bad. What's your take on that?
Yeah, I mean, it certainly looks bad, but the bottom line is, what are you going to do? Like, when you're taking a butt whipping, sometimes it's just like, you know, what makes you cry is the same thing that'll make you laugh. Like, there's not a whole lot you can do, and you're in a situation, especially with the quarterback situation right now, that, like, you know, you're overmatched. And, like, listen, everybody and their brother's uncle knew that the Philadelphia Eagles were going to wax the Cowboys. Like, that was probably the easiest money that you ever bet right there. And so, those guys knew. I mean, you work hard and you do all the things that you do and you prepare hard. But the bottom line is, Philadelphia is just a hell of a lot more talented than Dallas is. And ultimately, that's going to win out most of the time. So it's just one of those situations where, you know, not that I ever condone laughing when you're getting your butts whipped, but sometimes it's the only thing you can do. So I don't look at those guys, go, oh, they're not professional or whatever. You know, I'm not going to get my panties in a wad over that.
Hey, Stink, I was curious here with the other day in the Commanders game. You mentioned they're playing the Steelers, and it's the final play, and they get Johnny Newton to jump off sides. If you're in that situation as a guard, do you close your eyes and just, I mean, how do you keep from you moving, you know, in that kind of that situation with all that's kind of going on, it's on the line. How do you hold your water, you know, as they say, you know, when you know that we've got to be still, because if we're still, we could probably make these guys jump and win this game.
Yeah, well, you don't really expect the team to jump.
I mean, I know.
Because you walk up the line of scrimmage, you know, first off, hey, nobody jump, dummy count, nobody jump. Like, you talk about it as you walk up the line of scrimmage. And they're all going, hey, nobody jump. They're all saying the same thing, right? So you just figure you're going to let the clock wind down. You're probably going to take your five-yard delay game penalty, and you're going to punt the freaking ball. Like, everybody knows what's going down.
Right.
And the fact that Johnny Newton jumped, he's just like a moron. You know what? We just talked to you about it. But I will say this, man. Sometimes when you get a hard count,
yeah.
And I have been there. Listen, I've jumped off sides a few times. Sometimes it feels like the quarterback's hands are right on your ass and he's just shoving you. Like, he's like, ha-dah! You know?
Yeah.
And he's like, ah!
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's one of those. It's the inflection of the voice. Some guys are better than other guys, but some of those hard counts, man, it's really difficult to hold your water. So, you know, I feel bad for the kid because I guarantee you they all talked about it.
Yeah.
They discussed it. They were discussing it while it was going down. He still jumped, which is, it's hard to believe, but it does happen. I've been there.
We continue here with Mark Schlereth. Insider Calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season, Chief.
Mark, I'm curious, looking at the Cowboys situation right now and assuming they're going to move on from McCarthy and you have multiple different coaches that they'll probably be interested in. If you're one of those coaches thinking about taking the Cowboys job, do you look at Dak Prescott now as an asset, or is that more of a liability with the contract that he has, the way he's played, and, of course, the injury that he's now going to be coming off of?
Yeah, no, I look at him as an asset. And, you know, but the bottom line is, listen, there's only 32 of them, right? So if you don't have any other options, you're going to take that job. And I'm not saying that you don't have good players and that Dak isn't an asset, but working for Jerry Jones is tough. And, you know, I say it all the time, but it's one thing to get appointed a coach. It's another thing to be empowered as a coach. And as long as Jerry Jones owns that football team, he's never going to empower a coach. You know, people tell me all the time, well, Bill Belichick's going to take that job. Really?
Mm.
Like, his mentor was Bill Parcells. Bill Parcells couldn't have success with Jerry Jones because Jerry Jones was busy meddling in his business. And you think Bill Parcells...
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So I was going to tell Bill Belichick, yeah, that's a great one to take. I don't see that. I just don't see that happening. And I know that's kind of the pipe dream, and I hear that. I hear Deion Sanders. I mean, I hear a lot of things. But the bottom line is it's going to be really hard to win a championship as long as Jerry Jones owns the Cowboys. That to me is just fact, and it's proven out over 30 plus years.
Indeed, Mark Schlereth here, killing it with you in the G-Bag Nation once again. What'd you think of the Chiefs nearly losing to Denver there? Is that a sign of a great team, or are they on the ropes?
No, they're still a great team. I mean, that, you know, that was, if you listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast, I broke down the PAT field goal. That's malfeasance of coaching, because the kid, that is playing left tackle for the Broncos on PAT field goal has been getting his ass whipped every single weekend. That guy gets rolled up. And it's sad. Like, I played that position. You know, I played, obviously, guard in the NFL, but on PAT field goal for 6 years in Denver, I was left tackle. Mm. And I don't remember ever getting knocked on my ass, ever. Like, there's a technique to it, and that kid doesn't have it. And the fact that you can go back every week. Every week that kid gets rolled up. Like, how is he still on PAT field goal if every week, and I went through, like, Carolina got rolled up, the New Orleans Saints got rolled up, the Raiders got rolled up, the Chargers got rolled up, like, the Carolina Panthers rolled his ass up. Like, eventually you're going to get a PAT, you're going to get a field goal block, right? And it happens when you got a chance to win the game. So it is what it is. I will tell you this, though. There is, like, the blueprint that the Broncos presented on defense. Think about this now. This is crazy. This stat is going to blow you away. And the number is two, okay? The Broncos and the Kansas City Chiefs, I'm going to give you a number. It's two, okay? And you're like, what does two mean? Let me tell you what two means. Two touchdowns over the course of the last three games that those two have matched up, they have scored, the Kansas City Chiefs offense has scored two touchdowns in the last three games. Two total touchdowns in three games. The Broncos have locked them up. And it's a combination of last weekend, Sunday, they played man-free with a blitzer. So they didn't have a whole defender at the middle linebacker. They played man-free 19 of 42 snaps on the passing game. They blitzed them. They brought pressure almost every single down. There were a couple of touchdown throws that Mahomes had, but he was so sped up that he either missed the throw or he didn't even attempt the throw because he's so sped up in that game. And Mahomes, like, listen, man, Mahomes is one of the greatest that's ever played. But I tell you what, they've been able to speed him up, and they have been so on the defensive side. They have been so, like, one of the things, you break the huddle, and for me, one of the big things was you break the huddle and you walk up the line of scrimmage is being able to identify the defense. What are they in? Like, we all as offensive linemen love rules, right? We have certain rules for certain things. And to be able to say, hey, they're playing this or they're playing that is comforting. With the Broncos, man, they will play them in a bunch of different fronts with a bunch of different personnel groupings. They're like offense on defense. And it's like that. That's really hard as an offensive lineman to understand what we're trying to do, who we don't have, who we're letting go, who, like, all that stuff. And the Broncos do a great job. So, obviously, the Bills are going to watch that film intently. I don't know that they have the personnel to replicate it, but I'm telling you, there is a blueprint. And you go back to the Rams several years ago when they lost to the Patriots in the Super Bowl, and they're running roughshod, like poop through a goose through the entire league until they meet Chicago on a night game late in the season against Vic Fangio's defense, and Vic Fangio's defense shut them down. And from that point forward, it was a blueprint, and that's what New England used against the Rams in the Super Bowl when they beat the Rams, whatever that game was. It was like 9-3 or some crap. It was horrible, but you know what I'm saying. So it'll be interesting to see how it goes, how people play it going forward.
Thank you so much, Mark. Enjoy Week 11.
Thanks, guys.
There he goes, Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious, Brian.
Yeah, and what he was explaining when he was talking about man-free, it's everybody plays man coverage underneath, and you have a free safety that stands in the middle of the field, and just that's the responsibility to kind of pick up anything that might be going down the field.
So think Kansas City's going to be seeing more of that?
You'll see it. You'll hear it called cover one is what you hear, but man free is it's all man underneath, and you just match everybody up, and then you have that safety that has that ability to go wherever they feel like that they need to get some help there. But
thanks, Brian.
Good look at cover one is what that is.
Can't believe Mark Schlereth talking over our heads like that.
Mm. I know.
Just sometimes, sometimes people don't know double A gap blitz. That's something I needed to explain a little bit better what that was. You know, double A gap stuff and maybe some man free stuff. you know, learn along the way here.
He had the pee squirt reference last week. He had the poo through a goose.
There we go.
This time, I mean, he brings it so strong every week. It seems like he's just getting better and better and better as well as the season goes on.
And he might be in line for a guest hosting of Restroom Revelations if he keeps it up, I heard.
Yeah, he's definitely first on the docket if we're going to welcome in a guest to the bathroom with us.
He's iconic, and he joins us every Tuesday at 4:40. Super Bowl champion. Did he win one with Washington and?
Yes, he did. Yeah, 91, he was with the
Washington
then, yeah.
Right on. Well, thanks to Stank once again. In addition to the finest is coming up, Chief, what's in store?
Well, our next gen look at the football weekend features local legend Kyler Murray doing amazing things, plus some football sounds of the day for you next year in the nation.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between with 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack. You'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.